Okay, just at the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the last couple lines. Gufa Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayo Kol Sheyesh Mechameshes Haminin Mevarchen Old Bar Minim Mizonos. The Rav Shmuel both said anything that has one of the five kinds of grain in it, you say Mizonos on that. We needed to say this twice. Yesh mean a kol shehu, as opposed to kol sheyesh, and anything that is. I mean, b'shem de'isa be'eni, because it's still there. But once it's mixed together, lo, kol sheyesh, if it's in there. We tell you anything that includes it. Because it's not even because it's mixed in. But if it's there presently, you would think that rice and millet, you also would say bar minazonos. Even if they're present, you don't make bar minazonos. Ask the Gemara, oriz v'dochen, lo mevarchen bar minazonos, do you not make mizonos on rice and millet? V'hatan yevilu fan of pas oriz v'pas dochen. If you made bread made of rice or millet, mevarich olav tchila v'sov, kemaisa kedera. You bless on it at the beginning and the end, just like maisa kedera. V'gabe ma'isa kedera tanya, and it says in the Brisa regarding what's called ma'isa kedera, something cooked in a pot. We'll find out more about what that is. And tanya b'tchilu mevarich alav bar mina mizonos, l'basov mevarich alav bracha achas me'en shalosh. First you make mizonos, and afterwards you make alav mechia. K'ma'isa kedera v'lo k'ma'isa kedera. It's similar to ma'isa kedera, but not exactly. K'ma'isa kedera d'mevarich alav tchilu v'sof. That you make bracha before and after. Lo k'ma'isa kedera d'ilu ma'isa kedera b'tchilu bar mina mizonos l'basov bracha achas me'en gimel. In the beginning, right, that's what you make, right, mizonos, and afterwards v'ilu hacha. Is Ores not included in Maisa Kedera? V'hatanya, Elohim Maisa Kedera. Chilka, Targis, Soles, Zariz, Arson, V'Ores. So one of the things included in Maisa Kedera is Ores. Hamani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who V'tanya Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer Ores min Dagon, who Ores is actually a kind of Dagon. As opposed to v'chayavin al chimutzo kares, and if you make it chametz, you'll get kares. So he didn't, definitely not eating kidneys, right? Never not eating rice. And you can make matzah out of rice flour. Av rabbanon lo, the rabbanon say not. Rabbanon lo, v'hatanya akosis achitam v'varcha l'var pri adama. We know that if you chew a wheat kernel, you should make a ha'adama on it. Tachna afo vishlo. So if you ground it up and made bread out of it, so as long as the bread is still present, you know, you have pieces of bread, you make hamotzi. And you bench. The three brachas means birchas hamazon. Ein haprusos kayamos betchila. So, but if the prusas are not kayamos, and if it's already crumbled up, so in the beginning you make bar mina mizonos, l'basov merachal brachas mein shalosh. Afterwards you make ala micha. Hakosas is a oriz, but if a person chews up rice, merachal bar pri adam, also he makes bar pri adam. Tachna off of the bashalaf, pisha prus kayamos, tachna merachal bar mina mizonos, l'basov merachal brachas mein shalosh. So you always make mizonos, even if the prusas are kayamos. So who is that, right? In other words, even a real piece of rice bread is still mizonos. Mani ilim Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri he who de amar orez min dagon who. If you say that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri who says orez is a kind of bread, hamotzi lechem aretz shalosh brachos by bruchin, then you should have to make hamotzi elalav rabbanon he. So it must be that this is the rabbanon and tiyufta de roshmul tiyufta, and therefore Shmuel's approach cannot be the appropriate approach. A person who is chewing wheat directly makes a hadamah. What about the brisa which says the appropriate blessing is baremi nezraim? That's a disagreement. And vegetables, you say baremi nezraim. Yehuda says baremi nezraim. So Yehuda has very specific sorts of brachos. If you chew rice, you make ha'adama, tachno, afo, bishlo, af bisha prusos, kayamos, betchilim varech ala bar minazos, lov barach as vein shalos. So we read that just a second ago, v'hatanya, but it says in the braisa, so, v'lo klum, there is no bracha after it, you just say bar nefashos. V'sheshe lo kasha, ha'ra gamliya ha'ra banan. This is Rabbi Gamliel, this is the Rabbanan. Detanya zakal, kol shu mishivas aminim, anything that comes from the seven minim, Rabbi Gamliel, lama shalosh brachos, Rabbi Gamliel says, you bench, v'chamra brachas vein shalos, we say, al haperos. Umaisa be Rabban Gamliel vahazakanim. There was a story. The Gamliel and the elders Shaim Asubim ba'aliyah be'yericho. They were sitting in the Jericho attic. The heviu lifneim kosavos. They brought before them Kosavos, which is some kind of, Rashi says, haim tamarim. Right? So kosavos is another word for a tamar. Right, a date. The achlu, the kavetz berach Rabbi Akiva brachas main shalosh. He gave Rabbi Akiva permission to lead the benching, and Rabbi Akiva quickly made alaperos. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel Akiva, must have the machlokes ben machlokes. Why are you getting involved in machlokes? Amalei Rabbeinu Afpi she'ata omer kein v'charech omer kein. Even if you say you have to bench, and your friends say you have to bench, the amount of tana Rabbeinu you yourself taught us, yachid rav malach kirabim, that the halacha goes like the majority. You know mishmo, you just said over in his name kol shehu mishivas haminim. Anything that is from the Shivas Haminim, but is not right, is not a kind of Lav Min Dagon Hu. Oh Min Dagon Velo So Pas, or if it's a kind of Dagon, but it wasn't made into bread. Rav Gamliel Omer Shalosh Brachos. Rav Gamliel says Amichya Chamar Bracha Achas, and the Chacham say only one. If something is not from the Shivas Aminim and it's not a kind of grain, could go and pass Orez V'Dochan, like bread that's made from Orez and Dochan. He says, you don't even say that much. So you're saying that this must be like Rabbi Gamliel, because, right? So, Ema Seifa. Look to the second half. Sefer Duresha, the second half of the Resha, where it says, "Im ena prusas kemas betchila mevarach al bar minizon." So b'sof mevarach al achas neishosh. If the pieces are no longer in their original state, then you start with mizonos and you end with alamichya and money. Even Gamliel, hashda akosavos va'adaisa. If it's a Gamliel about kosavos, right, dates and dice, Amar Gamliel give a brachos. He says benching. Im ena prusas kemas mi boy. So if it's actual bread and it's just not in its original state, it's crumbled up. Elapshita Rabbanon. Obviously, this is going to be the Rabbanon. It must be that it's the Rabbanon, even though they seem to contradict each other. If it's trei gabe, the tani gabe ores ule besof enam varach olav klumin. You have to change the text to say that after rice, you don't make even alamichya on rice. Amar Rava, hay riata dechakloi. This thing that's cooked by the chaklai. These are the people that work in the orchards or something, the people that work out in the fields. The mafshi be kimcha, so they would have this dish that had a lot of flour in it. The varach bar min mezonos, they make mezonos. My time a desmida ikker, because the flour is the main thing. De mechuza, but of the townspeople, the lo mafshi be kimcha, it doesn't have as much in it. Mevarach ala shahakol niya bedvaro. So country versus city recipes. My time at Dovshika, because there the honey is the main ingredient. Perhaps honey's more expensive or fancy or something. I don't know, right? Like why would there be a difference in the lifestyles of the farmers in the city? Maybe. Okay, Vahada Marava, Idi Vidi Barminazos. Nope, they're both Marminazos. The Rabbi Shmuel Damar Tavai, Kol Sheish V'Chamis Minim Baruch Hanol Barminazos. If it has in it one of the Chamesh Haminim, that becomes the defining character of the thing, even if it's not. You wouldn't have said it was the ikker otherwise. Amar Yosef, hay chavitza de isbe pirurin kezayis. So this dish that has pieces of bread that are kezayis large. Betchila mevarach olav motzlech min haaretz. Nebesov mevarach olav shalosh brachos. So you have to wash and bench over it, right? Mahamotzi and benching. Delespe, Peru, and Kizayis, but it doesn't have that such large pieces of bread in it. But Tchilim Varech Alamon and Mizonos, and you only say Mizonos, Uzav Bracha Zayin Shalosh, and afterwards Alamichya. Rav Yosef, Minoa Minallah. Where do I know this from Tanya? Hay Amaru Makriv, Menachos Yerushalayim. Person who is offering the Menachos in Yerushalayim. And he gives it to the Kohen to offer it. Omer Baruch Shechiyanu v'kimonu v'igon l'zman hazeh. He makes a Shechiyanu. Natan v'achon v'achon v'atzelech min ha'aretz. V'tani yolav ha'kulon posan kezayis. We know that they all get broken down into a kezayis size. So the Kohen making that bracha on it is making a bracha, right? So Omer Le'abai, Elamayata, L'tana devei, maybe Shmuel, the Amar Parchan, Achimachzir, and the Sosot. But according to the other opinion that says that you crush them down until the Menachos, all the way down until they get back to really, really crumbled up, like soulless, like fine flour. Would you say that according to that opinion, you definitely don't make Hamotzi min ha'aretz? Maybe you're right. Maybe the bracha would depend upon the procedure. V'atanya, look at Mikulan Kezayas, V'achlon. We know that if you took a Kezayas worth of it, from the minachos. Im chametzu onish kares. If it's a kezayas, then you get kares. Im matzo hu adam yotzi chaz mezach. And if it's a matzo, you can eat it for the seder. Hakma eskinen b'she'arson. That would be because you push them back together, and then you take those minachos. You know, knead them back together and bake them. That means it was eaten within achilas pras. Achalon means you ate them. It should say you ate it. You ate it. Now that it's one thing. We're talking about where it came from, a large loaf. My havela, I'm rishishis. Hay chavita apagav de lespe peruin kizayis. This chavita dish, even if it has peruin that are smaller than a kizayis, it doesn't have that. You still make hanotzi on that. Amar Rav Hu, dikol of turisa denama. This is if it has the form of bread. Truknin chayavin bechala. Truknin or chayavin chala. I'm not sure exactly what that is. What do you say, Rabbi Rosen? My truknin Amar Ravaya kuba de ara. So I don't know how to translate it, but it's basically they would make a little hole in the bottom of the dirt of the oven or something, and they would pour in the stuff, and then it would cook in there. I don't know, some kind of a muffin or a hot cake.
Just as it's classified as bread.
Yeah, it's not clear exactly. I don't know if we even have a word for it anymore, but that was basically how they cooked it. The Amar Ravaya Teresa, Petura min hachala. If you have that name, right? Mother Teresa apparently didn't. That's not what it means. Okay, so my Teresa. What is Teresa? That's part of chala. Ikadami gavil mirtach. So they would take a little kemach and mayim in a kli, and they would pour it over the oven. It's some kind of maybe like a pancake, hot cake type of thing that would like cook on the top like a stove. Ikadami nahama de hindika. They would cook this, it's like bread, like maybe an Indian type of bread. Hindika is like, yeah, so it sounds like the chapati or something, that they put it on the end of a stick and then they cook it that way. And they would, you know, Rashi points out that they would always put on oil or you know, egg batter or something in oil. Now others say it's bread that was used for the dish called kutach, which was extremely popular back then. Tani, Rabbi Chia, they would have like bread that would get old and gross, and it would go into the kutach, and they liked that. Tani, Rabbi Chia, lechem ha'asu lekutach pater min hachala. Bread that you're making only to use for kutach is pater from chala. Ve'hatanya, but didn't we, when we learned in the Braisa, chayav v'chala. It's obligated in chala. Hasam kilek tani tam Rabbi Huda ma'asam ochichan ala. Rabbi Huda explained that the way that you make it tells you what it's for. Asan ka'avin, if you made them thick, you know, Rashi's arucha umikutefes ke gluskos nos. You made them like nice thick loaves of bread. Chayavin kalmudin, skinny, like you know, very skinny beams or something. Then pater and paturim. Amar le'abayi le'rav Yosef haikuba de'aras. Now lamed chesam enough. Haikuba de'ara. My mevarchin. What blessing do you make on those interesting kuba de'ara breads or dishes? Amar le'mi savers nahamahu. Do you think it's bread? Guvla. Be'alma hu, it's nothing but guvla. Uvarchan le'bori minim zonos. And you make on such a thing, bori minim zonos. It's some kind of a mixture. Marzutra kaveh sudasa alayu, baruch alayu ha-motzi lechem min ha-aretz v'sholosh brachas. He was kaveh suda on them, and he made a motzi, and he benched. Amar baravashi. Adam yotzei ben chavasu pesach. And a person can be yotzei that sort of a thing for matzah on Pesach. My time alechem oni karinan bay. It's considered the bread of affliction. Amar my bread of Ashi haydusha the time yivarchan alei shakol nivivav. Honey from dates you say shahakol. My time is zeba almohu. It's just, you know, the fruit sweat. It's just it's drippings of the fruit. Come on, kihai tana ditnan dvash ramarim v'yin tapuchim v'chometz sfoniyot. So sfonios is they're the final sofei anavim. So they're never going to really ripen those grapes, and they make vinegar out of them. So dvash torm yen tapuchim, apple, you know, alcoholic cider or something. Vishar me peros shel truma and other truma fruit juices. Rabbi Elazar mechayv karen v'chomesh. Rabbi Shua poter. If a person is b'shogeg, accidentally drinks from these things, so the machlokas is whether you're chayev or poter. Is this considered the fruit itself? Right or not? Tarima mahu. What blessing do we make on tarima? Tarima, Rashi says, is anything that's a crushed up fruit in a paste that's not entirely made into like sauce.
A jam, in
yes, that's a good word for that. Not a jelly, that's already too much, but a jam, you know, is a thicker, right? Okay. Aloha Badate, he didn't know the answer. Rava didn't, you know, didn't have a good answer. He didn't really understand the question, it seems. Aloha Badate, my comrade, he couldn't figure out what exactly he was asking. Yes, Ravina Kamei, Rava, I'm like, Lishum Shemei, Sum Shemei, Ka'amrit, O Ledurk Demei, Ka'amrit. Are you talking about Sum Shemei? Or durktime. So sumsame is sesames, and durktime is karkom. Okay. Oh, defurtsane, which is crushed up grapes to put with the seeds and make a drink out of it. Adahachi vehachi aske rava ledaite. At that point, Rava figured out what they were talking about. Amrle chashilta vadai ka'amrit ve'adkartam milsa ha de amar Rav Asi. So Rava said, from the words of Ravina, Rava started to understand the question, and he said something that was crushed up. You asked, you know, you're asking me about like chashilta eggs in Maseches Chulin. So it's and he said, you remind me of a matter that Rav Asi said. Hai tamri shel trum mutalasos mehen tarima. The dates of truma, you're allowed to make tarima out of aslas man shechar, but you're not allowed to make out of them beer. V'hilchasa tamri va'avdinu tarima varchan al bar per eitz. V'hilchasa, if you made tarima out of it, you would make a ha'eitz. My time v'mosayu kai mi kidimekar. It's not considered a significant enough change, and therefore they're still in their same status as they used to be. Shesisa, which is, Rashi says, Michael ha'asim mikemach klayot shenis yavshu. Tanur, so this is some sort of like a bean flour, some sort of a, is that right? Or kloyos is maybe a burnt wheat, maybe, right? They would and they would make the flour out of it. And that's what's with a kuf. Okay, so shakol neibedvaro shmuel amar bar mina mizonos amar chizat lo ligi. They're not arguing. Ha ba'ava ha beraka. Depends if you have a thick batter, or if you have a thin batter. If it was thick, lachila avdila. Raka lirafua ka avdila. If it's a thick batter, so then it's for eating. And if it's a thin batter, people are just doing it for refua, and they're not really doing it for eating. Masav Yosef v'shavin shebochshin es ha shesus be Shabbos. Everyone agrees that you can stir it into the water. Boch shenash is megisin bekaf laarvo yafa b'memov. You can like mix it into its water on Shabbos. V'shosin zeitom hamitzri, and you can drink like this Egyptian zeitom. You're not allowed to drink things for refua on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do anything specifically for refua on Shabbos. It's midraban. I'm leabai the atlo tisbra. Wait a minute, you don't understand. You're allowed to eat and drink things that happen to have refuah benefits on Shabbos. So what do we say? The person is planning to eat it. The person is planning to eat something. The fact that it has a good impact on the person doesn't just, you can't not eat anything healthy on Shabbos. What we say is the person is planning to eat. If it happens to be that refuah also comes along with the food, so to here, we say this is the sort of thing a person's eating because they enjoy it. And it happens to have properties. Yeah, and by the way, that's indeed the halacha. Anything that a person would stomach or enjoy anyway, even if it has a refuah impact, you can do. So a person likes to take a walk on Shabbos, so the fact that they're doing the walk for health reasons, they're allowed to take walks on Shabbos. Now, shenken like lifting weights, which really no normal person enjoys, so then if you're doing that, you're doing it for health reasons, so then you wouldn't really be allowed to do that on Shabbos. Okay. Mitzricha de Rav Ushmuel. Is that the right case? Or Rashal takes that. Okay. The hi, have a mina lachila kamachavin. Because if only from this one I would think, refu mela kahave, aval hacha, kivin lachatchil refu kamachavin. If the purpose is for refua, lo livrech ole klal, you might think then you don't even make a bracha on it at all. Kamashalom, kivin this lachanamine. If you get an off from something, boy brucha, you have to make a bracha on it, even if your intention is for refua. If it does carry hana with it, then you would make the bracha. Shal pas, hu omra motzi. On bread, you say, hamotzi, tanabanan, ma hu What is that? Motzi lechem min ha'aretz. Motzi lechem min ha'aretz. There's agreement of the hay. Do you say the hay in ha'motzi or just motzi? Amar Rava, b'motzi kol yamalo pligi de'apik mashma. Everyone agrees that when you say motzi, it sounds like it is in the past tense. He took it out. D'chsev kel motziam mi mitzrayim. God took them out of mitzrayim. Meaning, really, motziam sounds maybe like a future tense. But since we have a pasuk saying motziam mitzrayim, which is clearly the past tense, Hashem isn't presently taking them out of mitzrayim. He did this long ago. Keep pligi b'ha motzi. The question is ha motzi, who will take out? Rabbanan savri motzi de'afik mashma. D'chsev ha motzi lechamayim mitzurah chalmish. Then he took water out from the rock. For you, Rav Nechemya savri ha motzi de'afik mashma. He will take it out. Shema ha motzi eschem mitachas tevel sitzrayim. He says, I will take you out from the slavery in Egypt. Rabbanan ha'hu. God is telling the Jewish people, "Kad mafkim lecha lechu avid lechu milsa." When I take you out, I'll make a situation for you, so that you'll know that I know who the Afkas come mitzrayim. That you'll remember that I was the one who took you in mitzrayim. So even though he's talking before yitzias mitzrayim, he's describing the period of time after mitzrayim. Hamotzi, you'll know. You'll then know that I am Hashem your God who has taken you. As bar Rab Zvid, achuei de Rab Shmuel bar Zvid, or Shimon bar Zvid, the Adam Gadol who. They were praising this son of Rab Zvid, and saying that he was an Adam Gadol, who baki bebrachos, who, and he was a very big expert in brachos. I'm like, Yeshua Elechem Avilidi, when he comes to visit you, bring him to visit me. Zimnachadi Kalei Lagabe, so he came to visit. Afkalei Rifta, they brought him out bread. Pasach Vamar Motzi, he said Motzi. Amar Zehu Shomer of Am Gadol. You call this guy not Gadol. Ubaki Bebrachos, and he's Baki and Brachos Bishlam. I'm a Hamotzi. If he said Hamotzi, I would see he's a brilliant guy. Shmin in time of Ashmin and Dehilchasa, I would understand why he was doing that. And I would understand also that the halach is like the Rabbanon. El Damer Motzi, Mike Mashalon. What's the Chiddush? But he went out of it. He was a great person. The reason he did this is to avoid machlokas. He was more interested in avoiding machlokas than he was in being original. The hilchasa hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. The halacha is we say hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. The kabbalah dami de'apik mashma. So even hamotzi is completely fine, and everyone agrees that this is good. Al yirakos omer on vegetables you say. K'tani yirakos dumi depas ma pashin shtanu yideha ur af yirakos nami shtanu yideha ur. Ur means fire. Or means light, but ur means fire. So if it was changed through fire, just like bread is changed through fire, that's the bracha we're talking about here. Amar rabbanoi mishmei da'abai. It's also amar shalakos mevarchin on the bor pri ha'adama. This means that boiled vegetables, you make borei pri ha'adama. As opposed to maybe boiled vegetables being soup and making shahakol already on all boiled vegetables. Darshu b'chizu mishum rabbeinu. Umanu, Rechizda said in the name of Rabbeinu, and who was that? Rabbi Manu Rav. Manu Rav. It was Rav. Shalakos mevarchin aleim borei pri haadama. The bracha is borei pri haadama. Rabbi saying, "Hayyadim Eretz Yisrael, Manu Ula." There are our great rabbis who came down from Eretz Yisrael. Who is that? Ula. Ula came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael. Mishmei Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan was married Eretz Yisrael. Maybe Talmud Yerushalmi. So Amar Shlakos Vakal Shakli Vidvaro. We make Shakol on them. Vani Omer. And I say Kol Shetchila So Borei Pri HaAdama. Anything that began as Borei Pri HaAdama. Shalko. Once you boil it, Shakol Nia Bidvaro. The bracha will now be Shakol. Kol Shetchila So Shakol Nia Bidvaro. Anything that started out as Shakol, Shalko Borei Pri HaAdama. So any vegetable that normally, the idea would be that it's not normally eaten that way. Not as derech achila until you boil it. Right? Some vegetables that just wouldn't be able to eat until you boil them. So once you do, then they become hadam. Silka. You see that with karba or silka, right? Which is beets or krah. Yeah, these gourd, pumpkin, squash. Ela kol shetchilasa bar pri adama. But anything that starts out at bar pri adama, shalko. Shahakol hechi mishkachaslo. What's an example of that? Amar Nachman Yitzchak mishkachaslo betume vekarte. Karte is leeks. So some of these vegetables are no longer good after you have after right. Like nobody's going to want to eat them anymore. Dorash of Nachman mishum Rabbeinu umanu Shmuel shlokos mivachan over adama. Chavei reino hayodem etz yisrael umanu ulam shenu biyachan amar shlokos mivachan over shakol nivudvar. Vani amar machlokas shenu. And I say it's a machlokas. Detanya. The Brisa says yotzin berikik. Hashari ubimivushal. So a person goes out, Rashi says, bimayim, Yidei achilas matzah shel mitzvah v'karinan be lechem oni. So with the rekik hashori b'mayim. So this is like a cracker that's soaked in water. Right over Moshe Shaloni Moach, your Yotze Pesach. Yeah, that's fine. You can use it for matzah. Different Mary. Yotze, I'm a Yotze, but I have a lot of bushel. But not if it was cooked. I'll be Shaloni Moach, even if it wasn't, melting away, crushed up. The Lohi. The Kuli Yama Shlokas Vachan Bar Pi Adama. The truth is, everyone agrees that you can make Bar Pi Adama. Va'adkan lo kamar v'yasi hasam, elem mishrum, teba inan, tam matzah v'leka. The disagreement over there is a totally separate thing. It's that you need tam matzah, and it will be gone once it's cooked or whatever. But here, Rabbi would agree that there's no din of like the fruit, the vegetables tasting a specific way. Once again, machlokas and Rav Yitzchak kavu ula lishabeshtei kerev Nachman Yechas. Ula established his mistake like Rav Binyamin Bar Yefes. Tahi bar Rav Zera v'chima inyan Rav Binyamin Bar Yefes etz or Rav Chia Bar Abba. How can you consider Rav Binyamin Bar Yefes's opinion that worth anything in the presence of Rav Chia Bar Abba? Rabbi Chia Bar Abba was extremely careful and learned all of his things from Yochanan, his Rebbe. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba he wasn't that kind who was so careful. He would bring back everything he learned before Rabbi Yochanan and review it. His Rebbe, Rabbi Yamin Abbas Lomahadar, he didn't do that. He didn't do Chazar like that. V'od Barman Dain u Barman Dain, right? Aside from this or that, Tahu Tarmus and Shalki Le Shevazim and Mekader V'Achli Le Mekinuach Suda. So this Turmusa, shalki like sheva zimnin b'keter, so 7 times they cooked it. V'achile b'kinuach sudan, was eaten as a dessert. Also v'shalu Rabbi Yochanan v'olim v'achile bar pri adama. It was cooked 7 times. He said still adama. V'odam Rabbi Chia Bar Abba ani ra isis Rabbi Yochanan shachas zayis maliach. I saw him eating a zayis maliach, a salted olive, which Rashi and Tosfos both say maliach kiroteach. So that's similar to boiling water. It's pickled. A pickled olive. Ubarchale tchila v'sof, and he made a bracha at the beginning and the end. Yeah, bishlam shalakos b'masayu kaimi. If you say shalakos, stay with their own bracha. Mivachal bar pre eitz. The bracha at the beginning of the olive would have been bar pre eitz. So some of the bracha I'm saying shalosh. I tell the bracha afterwards. We're talking about his bracha mishal. Yeah, but shalakos lab masayu kaimi. Bishlam tchila barchal shakni v'ayin. Send the bracha at the beginning. Shakol avosof my bracha. What bracha could you possibly make at the end of something so insignificant? So don't burn nefashos drabbis chesron. Maybe that's what we're referring to. We said he made a bracha at the end. It was just referring to burn nefashos. Vegetables that you can use for maror. You can use both them in their stock, but you can't use pickled ones, velo shlukin, or boiled ones, velo mivushalin, and you can't use cooked ones. If you say they have the same bracha, what's the problem with using shlukin, right? Boiled chrein. There it's because you need the sharp taste of maror, and that will be gone if you boil the horseradish. What bracha do you make on a pickled olive? Kivan de shakila ligarine bitzar le shiura. So you say maybe because of the way it's pickled, you take out the seed. So in daf lamites butzar le shiura. It's not a full kezias because a kezias includes the size of a. Wouldn't that be funny that if eating a kezias is never a kezias because of the seed? Are they misavers kezias galavin? Do you think we need a giant kezias? But a kezias banani, we need an average kezias. But right, and therefore a person eating a normal olive is even without the pit is eating a full kezias. The hahud, it would really come out that way. By the way, today because we have these massive kezias. If you eat an olive, you're not eating kezias. Okay, it's really a chiddush, right? It was a very big olive. So this is a big olive, right? And therefore, even though the pit was out, there was a shear remaining. It's not a giant one, not a small one. It's an average one. Zehu agure, and that is what agure is. Abrute shmo. It's not called agure, it's called abrute. Vamrila sarmuse shmo. Agure. Why is this, olive called agure? Sheshmano ogur bisocho. Ogur means gathered together. The oil is, collected inside of it. Let's say it's machos tanam danu. Tre talmide to have yasu kamedu rakapar. There were two students sitting before rakapar. Hevila fun of kruv vidur maskin upargiot. They brought before him cabbage and durmaksin. and pargios, you know, a chicken, pargiot. So they were eating, you know, in ta'im or something. Nothing but kapara rishus le'echad mehem levarich. He gave permission to one of them to make the bracha before. Kafat zabirach ala pargios. So he quickly made the bracha on the chicken. Liglov chaver. So his friend laughed at him. Kas bar kapara. Bar kapara was enraged. Amar lo alam avarich ani kois. I'm not angry at the person who made the foolish bracha. Alam alagleg ani kois. I'm upset at you making fun of him. Chaverach adoma kemish latom tam basa me'ol. If your friend is shoveling food in like he has never tasted chicken in all his years. Ata Malig lagda olav. Why would you make fun of him? Then he went back to the other guy. He says, "Lo malagna ani kois. I'm not angry at the person who made fun of him. He was doing the right thing. El al mavarich ani kois. I'm angry at the person who made the bracha." If you're an idiot, if you have no wisdom, there's still not an old man here, meaning I know the brachas. You should have asked me what to do first and not made the shahakal thing first. Neither one of those people survived their year. Shnasan. I wonder if that means that year, or Shnasan means until their birthday or something. My love behok mifligi. It must be those two guys who were sitting for Rakabar were arguing about the following subject. Dimivarech savar shlokos upargios shakal miyadvar. The person who made the bracha was thinking shlokos and pargios, the bracha is both shahakal. Hilcha chavvalov, they're chavvalov. If therefore you pick the thing you like best, umlangas of shlokos bar piyadama, pargios shakal miyadvar. Hilchach peyra od, if therefore you should make a bracha on the other things. Right? So you see that they both had an opinion, and still they would die in the year, because the issue here was they should have looked to the great man to figure out what to do. Not that these were not scholars who were following legitimate halachic opinions, or maybe it's called the guy made fun of him, that was the issue. But in terms of the halach itself, they weren't okay, so you say, the kuli alma shlokos upagia shakal nibra. Everyone agrees that all brachas here were shakal. Hakamai, the high svara kamif, Yamasav a chaviv adif, Yamasav a kruv adif design. The disagreement was whether or not cabbage is superior because it satisfies, or whatever you like is more important because of the fact that you like it. Amar zera kiavin be Rav Huna, amar lund. When we were in Rav Huna's house, he said to us, Hani gargalidi delifta. These pieces, these chunks of radish, Parminu prima rabba bar piyadama prima is prima zuta shakal nivra. If you cut them up into larger pieces, it's hadama, but into smaller pieces, you make them unappealing or something, you make shahakal b'chiyasan. The Rav Huda Amelan idiv idiv bar piyadama. He said even small pieces would be bar piyadama. Hayda parminu tvei, but that's when they're cut up really really small. Kiyeh de namtik time, which gives them a sweeter taste because they're cut up that way. Amar Rashi kiyavinu be'ev kahana Amelan tashila de silka de lav mafshu b'kimcha bar piyadama. Tashila de silka is borscht. It's a Yeah, right. It's a tavshel shel trodin. Trodin is beets, in the Gemara. Yeah. So they would bar pri adama the lifta the mafshu b'kim chasuv. Had a lot of kemach in it. It's the adama lift without a lot of kemach. Sorry, it's adama the lifta the mafshu b'kim kimcha. But if it's a radish stuff with a lot of kemach and a lot of flour in it, tvei, then bar yamini mizonis, you make mizonis. They're both bar yamini. Hayde shadu bekimcha tvei, ledruki ba'alma. The fact that with the radish thing, you put in a lot of kemach is only as a binding agent. And that's indeed the halacha, when the thing is just there to make the schnitzel thicker or something, but like that, so then it doesn't necessarily make something into mizonos. It's only when it's there for flavor. Avdi, right? Levugim Avav. That's what it was done. Amar Bechizah. Tavshutal Tradin. Yafel Alev. Cooked beets are good for your heart. V'tov le'naim, and it's good for your eyes. V'kol shkem b'nei b'ayim, and sure is good for your lower intestines. Amar Abay. V'ha de'yasev abay tapi. That is when it sits above the stove. The oved tuch tuch, and it makes the sound tuck tuck. Amar Rav Papa Pshita Li Maya de Silka Kisilka. Certainly, he says the juice of beets is like beets. Umaya de Lifta Kalifta, and the juice of, is that turnips or is it radishes? Lifta turnips, maybe, I don't know. I don't even know what the difference is of a turnip and a radish. I wouldn't be able to pick it in the store. It says turnips. We're gonna say turnips. I really don't know the difference. Umaya de Kule Shalki. I apologize. Kekulhu shalki, and the water of all boiled vegetables, soup of vegetables, is the same as the vegetables. Mayi de shivta, water of shivta vegetable. Yarsh nosu ma'at bekadera lematik lemesik ba'alma. So this is some shivta. Is what, do they say what that is? It's some What? Dill? Right. So the idea is that you put in a tiny bit in order to flavor the whole thing. So the Ptukim Alma Avdi or the Avure Zuama Avdi? Do you say that it's in order to sweeten the whole thing? Or do you say it's to pull away disgusting things? It soaks up the filth. Tashma Hasheves, this dill, Misha Nosna Tam Bekadera Emba Misham Truma. Once it gives a flavor into the thing, it doesn't have it no longer has a truma concern. Ve'ena metama tumas ochlen, and it won't get tumas ochlen. So without getting into that, Shmami, no, you can see from there, limtuke taima avdila. The purpose was to sweeten the thing. That's what it says explicitly. Once it gave its flavor. Shmami, no. Yep. Indeed, that's the truth. Amr Chibashi, pas tsenuma bekaira, nevarchen olav hamotzi. If you have pas tsenuma, or like dry bread, so you make a bracha, and sitting in the dish, you say hamotzi. it's like soaking in a dish or something, you know, to soften it out because it was too dry. So you make hamotzi. So Chia says you have to make a bracha as you're like finishing cutting up the piece of bread, not when it's still sitting in the thing. So we're talking about now, when do you make the bracha? Maskif la rava. Maishnat tsnuma delo mishum dechikalia bracha aprusa kakalia. So alapas nami kika gamer aprusa gamer. So you say, what's the difference over there, right? Once you say that it has to be done when you finish cutting it up, so what's the chashivas here? What's going on? Ella amar Rava mevarich v'achak botzeh. So in line with Tesla Mebeis, Rava says you make a bracha. The way you're supposed to make a bracha is first you make the bracha, and then afterwards you cut your bread. So you're supposed to make a bracha on the complete thing. So you finish the bracha and then you cut. Or break or whatever. Nehardo avdi krebchia. So Nardai would do like Rav Chiya, Rabbanan Avdei Ke Rava, and they would do like Rava. Right? So the question is, when you make the bracha, do you make the bracha after the thing is ready to, like it's broken off? Amar Avina, Amila, Imavucha Avdei Ke Rav Chiya, to Amar Rav Chiya, Tzarek Shtichel Bracha in the past, you have to finish the bracha while you finish, you know, breaking up the bread. Rabbanan Avdei Ke Rava, V'Hilchasa, Ke Rava, to Amar Mevarech, V'Achakach Botzeh. And indeed, the halacha is that we follow Rava, and we do the bracha that way. If they brought before a person small pieces of bread, you know, small chunks and complete loaves. Rav Huna says you make a bracha on the broken ones, and that's pater is the complete ones. The ideal thing is a shalem. But shlema is not the only consideration. Quality is also. So if you have a partial one that's wheat and a shlema that's only barley, everyone would agree you should make a bracha on wheat over barley. Remember, Abba said, "Ketanoi." This is like a machlokes tanoim. Term in batzel katan shalem avalo chatzi batzel gadol. You take truma of a complete small onion and not half of a large onion. If you don't remember, lo ki ela chatzi batzel gadol. Actually, you should do half of the large onion. My love, welcome everybody. My son of chashav adiv, my son of shalom adiv. It sounds like the question is, what's better, something that's superior or something that's complete? One second. When there's a coin present, no one disagrees. The chashuv adiv. You should give him the better thing. Keep looking at like a coin. If there's no coin around, then what should you separate off as truma? Better to take something that will last longer. Otherwise, you've taken off such a nice thing for him, and by the time you meet the coin, it's rotten. If you don't have any tarim element, the Yudah says you can only take truma min ayafeh. Always you should take from the nicer thing. He said, this specific Yorei Shemayim is Yotze both of them. Umanu, who is this guy I'm talking about? Mar Berei de Ravina. It's Mar Berei de Ravina. Mar Berei de Ravina make a prusa b'toch shlema. He would take a prusa inside the shlema uvotzeya, make a bracha, and therefore he's doing both of them at once. Tani commentator Rabbi Yachmer Yitzchok, Miniach Prusa Besoch Hashlema Ubatzeh Amavarech. Amalei, Ma Shemcha. So another guy told him this. He said, what's your name? Amalei, Solomon, Shalman. Amalei, Shalom Ata. You are a person of peace. The Shlema Mishnaseich. And your learning is complete. Shasamta Shalom Ben Atamidim, because you brought peace among the students. Apparently there was a raging battle over this. Or maybe it just means any time that, right? Maybe just any time that you are able to synthesize two opinions. That's called bringing Shalom. Everyone agrees that on Pesach you take a prusa b'toch shlema ubotzeh, right? You know, we take the half matzah and the full matzah. My time lechem oni ksiv. It says bread of affliction, and that is the way of poor people to have half breads. Amar of Abba, Gubeshabbos, Chayvon Litzor, Shneki Karos. On Shabbos, you're obligated to do Shneki Karos. My time, Lechem Mishnek, it says double bread. Rashi, Chazina Leder of Kahana, Lervashi. Sorry, Chazina Leder of Kahana, Denokat Tarti, Ubatzachada. I saw Kahana would pick up two breads, but then he would only break one of them. But he would cut up the entire Akula Sheirusa. Prusa Gedola Shailo Dailo Bakol Sudas Hasuda Bishabas. Right? This one big thing he would use to the whole Shabbos. So he would sit there and eat from this one same loaf, the whole thing. So it's like it looks like a glutton or something. Since he would never do this otherwise, this huge chunk, eating from the huge chunk, and now he is doing it, you can see he's doing it like Shabbos, and not in a gluttonous way. When they would have the opportunity to eat the bread that was from the Eruv, they would make hamotzi on that specific loaf of bread, and not just eat it as part of the meal. Once one mitzvah was done with it, let's do an additional mitzvah with it. Mem and aleph. Amar Rav tol beruch einu tzarich levarich. A person who is botzeya kodem shetam in aprusa botzem imene vahoshet lemisha etzlo. So this person is giving out bread to each person, and he's saying tol beruch. After having made his blessing, he's passing it to the people. He doesn't have to make another bracha, meaning it's not considered a hefsek. Have melach, have liftan, bring the salt, bring the relish, zarech levarich. He shouldn't have said that, and he'll have to make another bracha. Yochanan Amar, haviu melach, haviu liftan. Nami answer, he says, actually, no, you don't. Gavil leture, if he says, mix the stuff up for the oxen, zarech levarich. Then he has to make another bracha. That's a hefsek reshesh. Amar filu gavul leturei nami and tzarech levarich. Even then, you don't have to make a bracha. Damar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Also, l'am shel kol mishin meichel abhemshin v'nasati abasal l'mentecha. You're not allowed to eat until you feed your animals, because it says v'nasati eisa abasal l'mentecha, the hadar, and only afterwards v'achalta v'savata. Then you will eat and be satisfied. Rav Shmuel mishum Rav Chia. Rav Bar Shmuel said the name Rav Chia. Ena batzei v'shai livtzoa at sheyavi melach o liftan lifnei kol echad ve'echad. Abotzeya. A person making a bracha is not allowed to do that until he puts melach and liftan before each and every person, because the bread is really not edible otherwise without having some salt or something. They came before in the Reish Kalusa, says Afikalei Rifta. They brought out bread, and they made a bracha right away. Were you chayzer on what you said? This one doesn't need to wait because this was much more expensive and refined bread, and therefore it really didn't need salt. Our bread today is like this bread. A person urinating will not finish urinating unless he is sitting down. Because he's afraid. He doesn't want to, dribble onto his shoes or something, or get it to splatter, or whatever, something like this. But if the land is very, very, if the ground is very soft, even standing up, he will complete urinating. If you don't have that kind of very soft ground, Yamud b'makom gavoa, the yashin lokom, he should stand up, and in a high place and urinate into down an incline. So go to like the top of a parking garage or something. Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishmei Drev Chia. I don't know if that's what it suggests. Okay. Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishmei Drev Chia. After anything you eat, eat a little salt. After anything you drink, drink water. And then you will not get damaged. After everything you eat salt. And after everything you drink, drink water. Another melach. If you ate any food, but you didn't also have some salt, drink other drinks, you don't drink water. A person should be worried about bad breath. And at night, he should be worried about askara, which is basically choking to death. So the night one is for sure worse. But neither one is considered good in the Gemara. A person who, totally soaks is eating with water. He drinks a lot. He won't have constipation, stomach trouble. The kama amar chista ketone lepas. One jug per loaf of bread or something. Amar of Mari, amar of Yochanan, haragel ba'adashim, a person who regularly eats and lentils, achas l'shoshim yom, at least once in 30 days, monea askara misof beso, he keeps askara out of his home. Aval kol yoma lo, but don't eat adashim every day. My time is from the kashal rechapeh because they're very bad for one's breath. A person who regularly eats mustard seed or mustard every 30 days, he keeps illnesses out of his house. Because it's bad for chulsha deliba. This is weakness of the heart or something. It does something bad to your heart. I'm a person who regularly eats small fish, won't come to stomach trouble. They're actually good for reproduction. Umavrin kol gufo shel adam, and they really support the entire body of the person. Keep them healthy. A person who is regular in katzach, rabosinim mefarshim nayala. So Rashi is not really sure exactly. Min zrom shazorin also by Yishmal, some sort of Arab thing that they grow. He won't come to heart pains. So a person who has katzach, you know, it's one of the 60 bad things. And if you sleep to the east of it, Dama Barosho, if you put it to your west, it's very bad because the west wind comes and it blows very slowly. It comes on top of you. So eating it is good for you. Smelling it is not good. She would bake him some bread and put this on it, and then and she would peel it off so that you could eat it but not smell it. It's not like Rabbi Huda that you make all these other brachas. What's the reason of Rabbi Huda? Because the pasuk says Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Bless Hashem day by day. I mean, does it really mean in the day as opposed to the night? Each and every day, give the unique blessings of that day. His position is anything that you can say unique in a bracha is superior. Let's see how different God is from flesh and blood. That an empty thing can hold, but a full thing can't. God makes things the opposite way. Only if you're full can you hold anything else? If you've already heard, you'll be able to hear more, right? So the more wisdom you get, the more wisdom you're capable of getting. You don't get filled up, right? You don't get filled up with chachma and then you have no more room. That's not how it works at all. Another interpretation is if you've heard the old things, you'll hear the new things. But if you turn your heart away, then you'll be unable to hear later. Okay, says the Mishnah. Birchal aperasa ilan bar pri adama yatsa. A person who makes bore on fruit of a tree, he says ha adama. That's not the right bracha. He's still yotze. The aperasa aretz bar pri aetz lo yatsa. But if he says ha aetz on vegetables, he's not yotze. The al kulam mamar shakni bar yatsa. And on all of them, if he says shehakol, he's yotze. Man tana de eker ilan ara hi. Who is the opinion that the main part of a tree is the earth? You see, trees are nurtured from the earth, and that's why you could say Bar Pri Adama. It's Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Yafesh Hamayan V'Nixas Ha'ilan. The person is bringing Bikurim, and the Ma'ayan of his field, right where the water would come, is now dried up, and the tree is chopped down. Maybe V'Eino Kori. He brings Bikurim, but he can't read it because part of the Kriyas Bikurim is it's an Al Ha'Adama Asher Nasatali. That's the language, right? We thank Hashem for the earth that you gave him. If you don't have the earth anymore, you can't say Kriyas Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda says, maybe you could do it because you have the ground. The ground itself is what you're thanking for. It's not the nutrients in the ground of the water or the tree. That's the machlokas. Okay. Aperas arts pshita. On the fruit of the earth, you can't say ha'etz. Of course not. This is only specifically according to the opinion of Rabbi Huda, who says chita is technically considered an ilan. What was the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Rabbi Meir says it was gefen haya. Nothing brings such tragedy, there's a sadness and wailing to a person like wine. Rabbi Nechemya amar te'ena haisa. It was a fig tree. The thing that they sinned with, that is what they You know, that's what they fix themselves. They made clothing out of fig leaves. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chita Isa. It was wheat. Because the child doesn't know how to speak and say Abba and Ima until he has tasted the taste of wheat. So that is why it's called the tree of knowledge. Rashi says, "Zinikra Eitz Hadas." So that's why. Okay. So Sakadai Kamina Hol Va'Amr Yehuda Chitam in Ilan Who Liver Chalei Borei Pri'Eitz. You might think if he calls it Milan, you can say Borei Priha Eitz. Kamashon Hechin Rechin Borei Pri'Eitz. Hey, the Shachz Le'Peri. I say Legavza V'Hadar Mafik. That when you take the fruit off, you say it's only on things that when you take the fruit off, the tree itself remains and can once again produce from the same place. Aval Hecha Deki Shachlis Le'Peri Lesei Legavza. But when you take away the fruit, you also take away the source. So the hader mapik, and so that the bread's not going to be able to give again. So lo merachin lo bar pri'etz, ela bar pri'adama. So only something that's that stays the same. Do you say bar pri'etz? Otherwise, you say bar pri'adama. Kulim mamar shahakol on everything you say shakol. Mamar huna mamar chutz min hapas u min ayayin. The exception to that is you can't make shakol on bread or wine. Rabbi Yochanan mamar filu pas. Even if you made shakol on bread and wine, let's say that this is really going back to machlokas. Tanoim ra pasu amar kama na pasu baruch makan shabara. If you saw pas and you said, "How nice is this bread? Blessed is the omnipresent who created it." Yotze, your yotze. Ra teina v'amar kama na teina zu baruch makan shabara. Same thing. If you saw a fig and he made the same bracha, he was yotze. Divrei Meir. You see amar kola hamishanim imatei shtovacham brachos. If you change the formula that the Rabbanan established for brachos, lo yotze, you're not yotze. Dechavaso neima Rav Huna de amar kriv yotze. Rabbi Yochanan de amar kriv Meir. Maybe they disagree about that. Amar the Rav Huna. I know amir filo Rav Meir. Could be. I could say even according to Rav Meir. I can look amar Rav Meir hasam elahecha to come in midkush made the pas. I say it's only because you mentioned bread. Aval hachad de lo midkush made the pas. I feel the mayor mother, even her mayor would agree that this is no good. This is not a good bracha. Rabbi Yochanan, another Amir Filu Rabbi Yossi. I could say even according to Rabbi Yossi, I'm going to come Rabbi Yossi. Hasam Elam Mishum to come bracha to lo tikin rabbanu. His issue was that you said a bracha the rabbanu didn't establish. Avlam Shakli Bedvaro tikin rabbanu. If you say Shakol, maybe he'll be fine with that. I feel Rabbi Yossi Moda. Binyamin Raya Karich Rifta. Binyamin Raya would eat bread and he would say the Amar Brich Mare Dahai Pita. Blessed is the master of this bread. Amar Rav Yatzav, Amar Rav Kol Bracha Shein Bo Haskar Hashem Ena Bracha. That's not good enough. You need to say God's name. Amar Brich Rachmana Mari Daipita. Rachmana is considered the name of Hashem over here, who is the master of this bread. Vamin Shalosh Brachos. So you see here that we're talking about benching, not the Bracha Rishona, because you need the three Brachos. Ma Yatzav the Amar Rav Nami Yatzav Ye Bracha Rishona. This is only good for the Bracha Rishona. Indeed, that's Brach Shulchan Aruch. If a person said that for the Bracha Rishona, he's Yatzav. You still have to say the rest of it. So it's not enough to just say that sentence for benching, but at least it's yotze for the first bracha. Ma'ika mashal and afagav d'amar b'lashon chol. What's the chiddush? Even though you said it b'lashon chol, right? So tadina, we know. I mean, you could say things in Aramaic. You could say things in other languages. When what can be said b'cholashon? Parshas Sota, vidu ma'izer kriya shema, tefila birchas amazon. One of them is benching. And this is benching. Maybe saying it Lashon Chol would only be good if you said it just like the Lashon HaKodesh one, only in translation. But if you didn't say it exactly the way they're you might think it's no good. That he's saying that Binyamin, the shepherd's formula is good. Gufa, Amar Rav. Kol bracha she'en ba'as kashem in a bracha. Any bracha that doesn't mention God's name is not a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan, kol bracha she'en ba'malchus. If it doesn't say melech ha'olam, ain't a bracha. Amar ba'ay kavasei de rav mistavra. Rav's opinion makes sense. The tanya lo avarti mitzvah lo shachachti. Right in vidui ma'is, the person says I didn't violate your mitzvah. I didn't forget. Lo avarti mitzvah bracha. I didn't. Right. I didn't undo break your mitzvah of saying the bracha lo shachachti. I didn't forget something within the bracha milahaskir shimcha alav. Ve'ilu malchus lo ketani. There's not a third thing that's mentioned that you need to do in a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan tani lo shachachti milahaskir shimcha malchus chalacha. I didn't forget to mention either your name or your rulership. Says the Mishnah. Adavar shein gidul min ha'aretz omer shachol yevidvar. Anything doesn't go from the ground. You say shahakol al chometz on vinegar val novlos. We're going to find out what novlos are val haguba a, and on guba a, which is some kind of kosher locust. Omer shahakol niyam bedvar. You say shahakol. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol shuvin klola in mevarchan olav. Anything that is a curse, you don't make brachas on it. So locust, you don't really, you know, it's a curse. Hayulafonav. Minin harbe, you know, Rabbi Yishmael min shiva olive mivarech. If you had a whole bunch of different fruits or different foods, Rabbi Yehuda says anything from the seven types of Eretz Yisrael, right? The seven Shivas Aminim you do. You make on whichever one you want to eat first. So on all those things, right, on milk and chalav and beitzim and gvina, right, and cheese and eggs and meat, you make shahakol. Ala pas sheavsha valyayin shehikrim valtavshil sheavar tzura. So on bread that got bad, or wine that turned, or food, you know, that no longer looks like food. Omer shahakol. You say shakol ala melach ve'al hazamis ve'al kamon patrios on salt and on zamis, some other, you know, thing, you know, spice ve'al kamon patrios and truffles and patrios and mushrooms. Omer shakol, you say shakol. Remember the kamon patrios love to do the karkadina. Do you mean to say that mushrooms are not something that these fungi don't grow from the ground? So a person makes a nether saying they won't eat the fruits of the ground. He's usher in the fruits of the ground, and he's allowed to eat kamon patrios because they're not fruits. Remember, called gedulah karkadina, anything that grows from the ground, a lie, then also up a kamon patrios. He can't even eat these mushroom things. They definitely grow as a result of the ground. Minti lo yankim ar, but they don't suckle from the. They don't get nutrients from the ground. V'hal davarshen gedula mina arts. But here it said something growing from the ground. Tani al davarshen yonek mina arts. So what it means? Yonek mina arts means it's something that doesn't suckle from the ground. V'ala novlos. My novlos. What in the name of heaven are novlos? There's every lie. Chanamar bushle kamra. Something that is ripened by the sun. V'chadamar Tamrei Dezeka. So everyone agrees these are some kind of dates. And the question is, are they dates that are like over-ripened by the sun to the point of like burnt? Like really, right? And the other is Tamrei Dezeka. They're just pushed off the trees by the wind. We said on our Mishnah that it's things that are cursed. You don't make a bracha on the bush like karma. I understand why you call it a klala, because you had this tree growing with good stuff and now some of it got ruined. Ella lamanda amar tamri dezeka. The one who says they just fell off with a breeze. Mayan klala. What kind of klala is that? Ashar. The klala is on the other things. It's on the. Right, on the other things mentioned in the Mishnah, but on the Sikadam Bishlam, the Mandam Bishle Karma. I understand the person who says that that it's ruined by the sun. So that's why you make shahakol. The Mandam Tamid Zikr Shahakol. You should make the bracha of eight. Elabinovlos stomachuli bushle karma. So we say you're right. In our Mishnah, and in general, we say the word novlos without qualifying it, we mean that they're bushle karma. And something bad happened to them, right? That's something bad. Keep believing novlos tamara. What they were arguing about of a bushlei karma or tamrei dezeka is when it says novlos tamara. That language, what does that mean? It's non hakalan shebet demai, things that are more lenient in demai. Demai, normally you cannot eat from an ama aretz's food because he might not have taken off meiser, and you therefore have to take off trumas and meiser and whatever because you can't trust him. So demai, right, has certain things that we're more lenient about, and those are shitin, rimin, Uzradin, Benoshuach, Benosikma, Gufnin, Niftza, and Novlos Tamara. We're going to go through what each one of those is and try to make heads or tails of that. But one of them is called Novlos Tamara. So now, Shitin, Amar Rav Barachan, Amar Yochanan, Min Te'enim. So Shitin is a kind of fig. Rimin, candy. Okay, it's something called candy, which doesn't really help me. I even looked it up and it said Lote, L-O-T-E, and then I looked up Lote. And I couldn't find it in an English dictionary. Ha Uzradin, Uzradin Tol She. That's what Rashi helpfully says is Kumashe. So I also don't know what these interesting vegetables are or fruits. Benos Shuach Am Rabakana Te'eni Chivarta. Those are white Te'enim. Benos Sikma Am Rabakana Am Ryokhanan Duvlei. Duvlei is, I think, Devela. So it's some kind of date. Min Yerek, is that what they say here? Wait, let's see. Te'enei Duvle. The Gros says Te'enei Duvla. So it's Te'enim. That's the Hagosa Gra. But when did Rashi say something else?
Rashi Saita says Duvle is a Min Yerek.
Interesting. Gufanin, Shile Gufne. So Gufanin is the end grapes, the last grapes that grow. Nitzba, Parcha. Nitzba is. Right, it's capers or something. Novlos Tamara. So Novlos Tamara, that's what they're discussing, whether that's The ones that are ruined or the ones that blew off the tree. Lamata bush karma, I understand that they're less stringent in demai. Sveikan hu depater havada and chayiv, because then you know that if it's suffik, it's pater. But if you're certain, they would be. They're definitely something that's chayiv and truma. We're just saying that when there's a suffik, you can be lenient on this. Elamanda amar tamir dezeka. If it's going to blow off a tree, vada and chayiv. You're not even chayiv. If it blows off a tree, hefker and it's considered hefker, right? And there's no din trumas and maishes on something that comes from hefker. Hakamaiskin shasan goren. We say it's when a poor person gathered those together and made a goren out of them. You know, made a real pile out of them. Haleket chikan peya. Even leket chikan peya, which is what this is, it falls off the tree. Shasan goren that you make in to a goren, hukba ula meiser, then they become obligated in meiser. Ikadami bishlama, others like this. Bishlama, I never tell me to take a hainu dehacha, kari luhu lanovlos, stomach. I understand if you say they're tamri dezeka, that's why they would here be called novlos on their own. Vasum karle tamara, and over there they're called tamara. And lamander bush le karma, nesi idividi novlos tamara. Why not also in our Mishnah call them novlos tamara, if that's what we're talking about? Oh, idividi novlos tama, or else call them the same thing. I mean, if they're the same. Kasha, staka, a very compelling question. Hagel of fun of meaning harbe. The person had a lot of different things to eat. Amar ula machlokes kish bishab birchasan shavos. Jibihuda savar min shiva adif. Rabbana savar min chaviv adif. The disagreement is when they have the same bracha, right? Then the question is which one comes first, the one that is min shiva or the one that you prefer. Ababishain birchasan shavos. And they have different brachas. Jibakom brachasa, bachosm brachasa. That you first make one bracha and then you come and make the other bracha. Meser. Hagel of fun of tznon. The zayas. If a person had before him tznon. I think that's radishes. There's zayas and olives. Mevarchal tznon upoter as zayas. He makes a bracha on the tznon and that pater is the zayas. So well, wait a minute. Zayas is one of the shivas aminim and tznon. Zayas giving shat tznon ikker. That's when the tznon is the main part of the dish. Hihachi emasev Reb Yehuda mevarchal as zayas shazayas min shiva. Let's Reb Yehuda had non kol shu ikker v'imot tefelim mevarchal ikker. Wait a minute. Reb Yehuda disagrees and says you make the bracha on the zayas. Does he not agree to the general principle that you always make a bracha on the ikker thing? That pater is the tava. V'chitim hachanami. Maybe Taki he doesn't agree with that. The lastly, but Tanya Reb Yehuda Omer imach matzon ba zayas mevarchal tznon upoter as zayas laolam. Right, so well, does Zayas. So no, Rabbi Huda explicitly says that depends. If you're eating it only because of the other thing, then it depatters it. So we say la'olam b'tznon ikar eskinim. So really, we're talking about whether tznon is ikar. V'chi pligi Rabbi Huda Rabbanon milsachriter. Rabbi Huda and Rabbanon argue about something totally different. Achriti pligi ubi chesuri machzo hakiktani. And there's some words missing in the Mishnah. Here's what it really means to say: ha'yulafan of tznon v'zayis mevarchal tznon upoter es zayis. If you had before a person tznon and zayis, you make a bracha on the tznon and you poter the olive. That's only true. True, of course, if the radish is the main thing. But if radish is not the main thing, then everyone would agree. You make on the bracha on this one, then you go back and make a bracha on the other one. Shnei meaning ba'alma, but if you have two random different meanings, with the same bracha, that's where they disagree, and that's what our Mishnah really means to say. Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha disagree. One says the disagreement is when the brachas are the same, Rabbanan says, right, Shiva is more important. Rabbanan says, Chaviv Adif. When the bracha is not the same. One interprets the disagreement differently. He says, even if the brachas are not the same, they would still disagree. Please, then what are they disagreeing about? If the brachas are different, question is, which one comes first? Meaning, everyone would agree you have to make two brachos. Only question is, which one comes first? Anything that comes first in this verse comes first for bracha. Shnema eretz chita, usa'ora, v'gefen, uteena, v'rimon, eretz zeshemen, udevash. He disagrees. He said the purpose of all this pasuk is to teach you all kinds of different shurin. The other person who goes into a house with tzara'as and he has his clothing over his shoulder and his sandals and his rings in his hand, he's holding them. Then every he and them become tamei miyad immediately. Hayalavush kalev, if he's wearing his clothes, the sandalov and his shoes are on his feet. The tabosa betzos, he's wearing his rings. Hu tamei, he becomes tamei right away. The hain tahor, and in their tahor ad she yishe bechdechilas pras. He has to stay in that house the amount of time it takes to eat a pras of paschitin below pasa orin. So it's how long it takes to eat wheat bread and not barley bread. Mesav to eat it leaning. The Oakland the lift on and eating it together with relish, which is actually quicker So ora ditnan. So that's chita in the pasuk. It's a halacha that relates to chita from that pasuk of wheat bread. So ora ditnan etzem kisaor matam magal masa neina matam ba'ol. A bone that's the size of a barley as metame b'magal u'masa ena metame ba'ol, but it's not metame in the oel. So if you're in an oel hames with, and the only thing that's there of the dead person is one bone of a sa'ara, it's not metame ba'ol. Gefen kedei revius yayin lenazir. Gefen, that tells you about revius of wine for a nazir, what he, okay. Te'ena, when it comes to a fig, kegrogris, the hotzah Shabbos, that's related to the size of a kegrogris, which has to do with how much one carries on Shabbos. Rimon, when it says pomegranate in the pasuk, that relates to a halacha kedetnan. Kol kli clay ba'alei batim, all the kalim of ba'alei batim, shi'urin kirimonim. So when it becomes tameh, and they have to make holes in it in order to technically ruin it, so the shear is like the size of a rimon. That's the size of the holes that you need. Okay. Eretz Zeis Shemen. It's the land of olive oil. Amar Rav Yossi Berbichanina. Eretz Shekol Shireh Kezesim. It's a land where every shear is always a zayas. Kol Shireh Sakatayetach V'Halika Hanach. We just mentioned other size shirim. De Amar. Ella Eretz Shereh Shireh Kezesim. And then in general, that's the shear. Kezayas for all kinds of different halachas. I mean, there's no shortage, so it doesn't even mention any of them because we know Kezayas comes up all the time. Dvash Kekoseves Hagasa B'Yom HaKippurim. Dvash is Kekoseves Hagasa on Yom Kippur. So all those seven have unique roles in understanding other mitzvos and other things. And that's why the Pasuk highlights those seven, because each one of them is something that you need to know in order to understand Torah and Halacha. And that's what makes them the Shivas Aminim of Eretz Yisrael. Not that they're fruit that's delicious to eat, but they're fruit that helps us understand the Torah. The Idach, Hani Shi'urin Behed Yamik Sivi. The other one says, come on, these Shi'urim are not really explicitly said in that Pasuk. Let me Midrabanan. All those Shi'urim are Midrabanan. They're not Da'araisa. All the Shi'urim are Midrabanan. The Kras Machta Ba'alma. And that Pasuk is just something that we found in the Torah afterwards. Either it was hinted to by Hashem in the Torah, according to some Rishonim, the Ritva, and others, according to the Rambam. It's just they found a Pasuk to help you remember it. But either way, you can't learn it as a drasha. So they were sitting in a suda of Rav Chizra of Hamnuna. They brought before them dates and rimons. Shakar of Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna took Baruch Atamri Bereshit. He made a bracha on the tamarim first, on the dates. I guess you disagree with this idea that what comes first, because Rimon is earlier in the Pasuk. The word Eretz at the beginning of the Pasuk, right, is five away from Rimon, then it says Eretz a second time. And therefore, if it's closer to the second Eretz, it goes first. If only we, Man Yavlon, who can give us iron legs or something? And we can become your shamish. If only I had the strength to follow you everywhere, constantly, at all times, and just pester you with questions to learn from you more. Nelech acharecha tamid. I could mamish follow you everywhere, always. Itmar hevil if neim te'enim ve'anavim b'zarasuda. They brought him, if they brought a person, te'enim and anavim, figs and grapes during the meal. Amar of Huna, te'unim bracha lefneim ve'en te'unim bracha lechorim. They need a bracha before, but you don't have to, you can include them in the benching. They don't need a special bracha afterwards. Make a bracha before them, right? But you don't have to make a bracha after them. Rosh Hashanah, te'unim bracha ben lefneim ben lechorim. You have to make a bracha before them and after them. She'en lechadav she'en bracha lefan. If there's not any time you have to make a bracha before something, even if it's in the middle of a suda, so then you vein to a bracha. It can't be that it doesn't need a bracha afterwards. Then why didn't you need a bracha before? It must not be part of the suda, so it also needs a benching. That's the right word. Pas haba'a, we say pas haba'a kisnin, but pas haba'a bechisonin means like bread that's cooked in little pockets, kisonin, like little sweet pockets. That's what it means. There's some people translating it as bread that comes as dessert or something, but that's the touch. Pas haba'a bechisonin. So pas haba'a kisnin, which is what we use to mean all sorts of baked goods, like from Weiss's in Borough Park. So Bilvado, Pligidur of Chia, to Amar of Chia.
That's the only thing he says doesn't have a bracha. You don't need.
Ein ton bracha lachav, ella pasa babichisan and Bilvado.
Right.
That's the only exception to this rule. Yeah? What are you saying?
No. That's what you meant, right? Meaning, this is the only thing that needs.
needs a bracha before that doesn't need a bracha, that you can make a bracha on, right? So something like this. Which disagrees with the Rechia, who says pas paters every food, the yayin poter kol minei mashkim, and wine paters all drinks. Amar Rav Papa, hilchas advar ma bar machmas asuda, besoch asuda, ein tunim bracha, lo lefnei v'lo acharim. The halacha is that things that come machmas asuda, that comes as a result of the meal, so during the meal, they don't need any bracha before or after, ushlo machmas asuda, but if it's not machmas asuda, betoch asuda, tunim bracha, lo lefnei v'ein tunim bracha, lo acharim. But Lachar Suda, if they come after the meal, Tunim Bracha Ben Lefnei Ben Lechav, and then they made a bracha before and after. Shaluas Ben Zom, Neymar Arm of Dvarma Bon Machmas Suda, Betoch Suda, and Tunim Bracha, Lefnei Ben Lechavim. Why did they say this? Amalam, a whole pass, Potrasan, because the bread that you ate is Potrasan. Hiachi Yayinami Niftri. So then you should also not have to make Hagefen on wine. So we say pass. And if they pass the bit, right? So he says, Shani Yayin, wine is different. The Gorim Bracha Le'atzmo, because it causes. It's so important that it requires a bracha of its own. Rav Huna achal tlesa riftei b'nei tlasa tlasa b'kav. Rav Huna ate tlesa, 13 loaves of pasa baba kisnin. B'nei tlasa tlasa, I mean, each one of them was 3 kav, v'lo birich, and yet he didn't bench after them. Rav Nachman, adi kavna, that's what I call hunger. There's different ways to read this, but in Rashi, but that's what it sounds like. Adi kafna, to that, to what an extent of hunger. Ela kol she'achirim kod on the suda, tzarech levarich. I mean, it doesn't matter how hungry you are. Anything that other people are kaveh suda on, you'd have to make a bracha on. Yehuda, have asik le'le brei, bear of Yehuda, bar chaviva. He was making, you know, a simcha. He was right, a chasen or something for his son with the family of Yehuda bar chaviva. Isaac my pasuk b'chisanin. Or maybe he was making the shidduch or something. They brought before him pasul b'kisnin ki asa sham inhu dekam ruche hamotzi. When he so then they came and they heard the blessing of hamotzi. Amnu he said to them, my tzi, what is this tzi that I'm hearing people say tzi dekas shaminu for the bracha of hamotzi. Dilma hamotzi lechem in the arts. It can't be that you guys are saying hamotzi in the arts. I'm like, yeah, we sure are. They're trying to Ramona Amar Rav Mona. Said Mishum Rav Yehuda, pas haba bechisnin mevarich alav amotzi. Pas because he had to say amotzi. Rav Shmuel halach kermona. Amelu ain halach kermona. That's not the halacha. In my amilei the hamar who the amar mishmei the Shmuel lachmaniot mearvin bahen umevarchen alei and amotzi lachmaniot, which here means pas haba bechisnin. Something, you know, some kind of a Danish or something like that. You make on a mohamotzi. Shani hasim to kavus the light. That depends if you're making your meal. If you're kovei asuda on them and you make that your meal, avachid lo kavus suda lo, right? Lo kavus suda lo lo. Then if you're not making the suda on them, no. Rav Papa klal lebei Rav Huna. Rav Papa came to Rav Huna's home. Berei to Rav Nasan. Bastu the kamis daisu isu le kamaihu midi le mechal. Before the meal was over, they brought something else to eat. Shaka Republic ka'achal va'amilei lo saver lamar gomar asu milechal. I mean, you finished your meal, so don't you have to not eat anymore after you finish your meal, or you need a new bracha? Amalhu salakit, right? That's if they took away the table. As long as the table's not taken away, it's not considered the end of your meal. Rav Vazeri called the Berish Galusa, the Buzzard of Sliku Taka, after they took the table away, Shadrule Ristana. They brought them out some other dish. I think it's meat dish. Mi Berish Galusa, like some sort of meat dish from the home of the Reish, from the basic Reish Galusa's table. Rava Achal Vazeri Lacha. Rava Aiden Vazeri didn't. Amalhu Lasavar Lamar Salak. Don't you think that if they took the table away, the meal is now considered over? You need new bracha. You shouldn't eat anything at the bench, whatever. I'm relying upon their table. When you're eating in someone else's home, then you assume that if they choose, you never have in mind your meal's over, because you have in mind whatever they might bring out. I'm somech on the balabayas' table. Amar Rav, haragel b'shemen, shemen me'akvo. If a person usually uses oil to rub on his hands or something, then the shemen is me'akiv him. Amar Rav Ashiki, avina be'er of kahana, amar le'kagon agnan, diragilna b'shemen. Mishcha. We usually use oil, you know, to clean ourselves off or whatever. Mishcha ma'akvalon. Therefore, Mishcha is ma'akiv us from having finished our meal. Blessed is a kol nishmaita. The halach is not like any of these. El ki yadar amar chia barashi amar rav. Shalosh takifos. There are three things that go immediately one after the next. Take it l'smicha shechita. Right after leaning on the animal, a person is supposed to shecht it by kabanos. Take it l'geula, or some people say once you become a rabbi, you're finished, right? Take it l'smicha. No, nobody really says that pshat. Okay, right? It's an old joke about you get smicha, you know, so right away people are after your life. Okay, take it l'geula tefila. Right after Geula, you're supposed to daven Shemoneh Esrei, right? Gaal Yisrael, right into Shemoneh Esrei. You don't say Amen. You don't do nothing else. Take it, L'Nitzilas Yadayim Bracha. Right after Mayim Achronim, you should bench. Meaning, don't eat in between. Rashi goes out of his way. This does not mean, according to Rashi, it doesn't have anything to do with not talking. The takeif here means that you need to no longer eat after that, and that's what we're saying here. Once a person has done that, no more food should be eaten between Mayim Achronim and benching. And by Afan Nu Nomar Takeif L'Tamidacham, but we'll say a fourth one, Takeif L'Tamidacham and Bracha. A person who's Mekarev Tamidacham and hosts them in their home, so then that brings immediate Bracha. Shnei Mavir Hashem B'Galeich, Yibayis Eima Mehacha, Shnei Mavir Hashem B'Space HaMitzri B'Glal Yosef. Either from Lavan or from Potiphar's house. Okay, so you see these very, very distant people who really wouldn't expect to have such bracha from Hashem, from the fact that they had a Talmud Chacham in their house, it brings it immediately. It's just an automatic thing, even if you're, right? So that's maybe, you know, it's interesting that those examples are not people who are so roi for bracha otherwise. Okay, Berach Aliyayin Shulfnei HaMazon. If a person made a bracha on wine before the meal, Patras Yayin Shul Acha HaMazon, that even things he eats during the meal are still pater on that wine. Baruch Allah prepares shalif ne'amazon. A person made a bracha on an appetizer before the meal. Pater esa prepares shal achra amazon. He paters the appetizer that comes during the meal. Baruch Allah pas. If a person made a bracha on bread, pater esa prepares. Then that's enough. Bread is enough to pater all the other side dishes. Prepares la pater esa pas. But if you made a bracha on the side dishes or the other things that go with the bread, that doesn't pater the bread. Beishame aflo maisa kedera. It's also not things cooked. This maisa kedera stuff that's cooked in the pot. It's just chakla targis tisni. Okay, hayoshin kol echad mevarich laatzmo hesebu echad mevarich laatzmo. Each person is sitting on their own. They make their own bracha. Once they lean and they kovea the meal, then one person can make a bracha for all of them. Balam yaim tachar mazon kol echad mevarich laatzmo. If wine comes during the meal, each person makes their own bracha. Achar mazon echad mevarich laatzmo. After the meal started, then one person can make a bracha for all of them because now it's a whole soup. Besoch achar mazon means afterwards. The hu omer al hamugmer, and that person who makes that bracha on the wine can also make a bracha on the mugmer. This is like incense that they used to burn to things should smell good. Their clothes. Afbi she'en mevien es hamugmer el achasuda. Even though it only comes after benching, it's still right. So it's not mitzarke hasuda. Even so, the person who made a bracha on the wine can continue. So I guess right to continue and make the bracha on the mugmer. Amar Rama Rachana Rabbi Yochanan Lo Shavu El Bishabasu Yom Tovim Hovanu Kaveh Sedusa Al Yayin. This is all only true that wine before the meal paters that which comes during the meal is on Shabbos and Yantif when a person's Kaveh Suda on wine. Avashayim Mas Hashanah Mevarich Al Kol Kos Kos. During the rest of the year, a person really doesn't plan to drink that much wine. And therefore, if they drink one cup, you assume they only plan to have one cup. And if they're planning to have another one, it manami yom rabba mariyom yeshua ben levi loshana b'shabbos yom tov mishashan yotzim beis hamerchatz, or a person who's coming out of the beis hamerchatz, u'b'shasa kazas dam, or when a person is having bloodlet, hov adam kaveh sudas aliyan, because then a person really drinks a lot more wine. Avshayim asashana b'varech kolkos akos, a person makes a bracha on each cup, because we assume that on each cup you weren't planning another one. Rabba bar mari ikloy lebe rava b'chol. He came to Rav's house in the weekday. Chazi the baruch lefnei hamazon. He said he made a bracha before. V'had the baruch lachar hamazon. Amar Yasher. He said, "Well done." V'chein Amar Rishu ben Levi Rav Yitzchak Klal lebeit Abayi. They came to his house. B'yom tov chazi the baruch akol kasa v'kasa. Amar l'asav l'amar l'had Rishu ben Levi. Amar l'elchan. He says, "You're right, but I was only planning on having one. So each time I had another cup, it was like, wow, I was surprised that I wanted it." And since I hadn't planned it in advance, I had to make a bracha on that. If wine came during the meal, what happens about wine that you want to drink after the meal? If you want to say because they're both for drinking, would you say what one of them is to drink and one of them is just to accompany the food and help you digest it, help you swallow it better, whatever? No. Maybe it doesn't matter. Rav Amar Poter, Rav Kahana Amar Eino Poter. So it's a disagreement between Rav and Kahana. Rav Nachman Amar Poter, Rav Sheshet Amar Eino Poter, Rav Huna Rav Huna Kol Tamid Rav Amar Eino Poter. They say it doesn't pater the second kind of wine because Zed Lishtos for Zed Lishtos. Eisve Rav LeRav Nachman. Balehem Yaim Bisach Hamazon Kol Echav Echav Marach Latzul Achav Hamazon Echav Marach LeKulam. If wine came during the meal, so each person makes an bracha. But after each person, one person can make for everyone. Amalei haki kamer im lo bolahem yain besocha mazon. If wine didn't come during the meal, alachar mazon echad baruch hu. Then one person makes a bracha for all of them. Berach ala pas pater es aparperes. Ala aparperes lo pater es apas. If a person made a bracha on bread, it paters the other stuff, but the other stuff doesn't pater the bread. Beishamai am af lo ma'isa kedera. Also not ma'isa kedera. Ibaylu beishamai areisha pligi odama asevu. What was Beishamai saying when he said also not ma'isa kedera? It can be interpreted two ways. Is he saying the Amar Tana Kama Baruch Ala Pas Pater Esa Parperes for Kol Shekein Ma'isa Kedera? The Tana Kama was saying that if a person made a bracha on bread, it paters the parperes, and certainly it paters Ma'isa Kedera. Not only does it not pater the parperes, the lo pater luhu pas elafilu Ma'isa Kedera nami. Right, the pas even Ma'isa Kedera, it's not nami lo pater. It also doesn't pater that. Odilma a sefer pligi. Maybe he's arguing on a completely different thing. The sefer says, Berach al parperes, lo pater. So if you made a bracha on the minor thing, it doesn't pater the pas. Pas lo pater, ma'isa kedera pater. And they're saying, but ma'isa kedera parperes is, does pater. Ratzah shem al-mer, afilo ma'isa kedera nami lo pater. Even that, it doesn't pater. Teku, we have no, we let the question stand. We don't know. Hayoshim kol echad ve'echad. Each person is sitting down. Hesebu in, lo hesebu lo. So it's clear, only if they did haseba. Yeah, and only if they leaned and really started their meal, leaning on their chairs. For a minute, 10 people are walking along the way. They're all eating from one bread. Each person eats, makes their own bracha. Even if each one's eating his own sandwich, one person makes a bracha for all of them. They suddenly become a eunuch. It says that they sat down. It doesn't say that they reclined. It's if they said, let's go eat bread together. Let's sit down to eat in this location. His Talmidim were following him to bury him in another town. When they came back, they said, okay, let's sit down and eat something. They were hungry. On the dank river. Basar de Karche, after they, you know, eat their bread, yes, we would call miboilu hasebu dafkatan avlayashulo odilma kimin daminez manechal rift to beduk the plan planisa ki hasebu dafkatan. They're trying to figure out is going to eat together in a designated way the same as haseba or not. Lohavi adayu, they didn't know. Come Rav Adabar Ahava. Rav Adabar Ahava got up. Mem gimel amadalf ahader kare leachore. He turned his ripped clothes around the kara kriya achrena and ripped another rip. Amarnak nachshir the Rav. Rav died. Our Rebbe died. Ubirchas mazona lo gamrina. They would always ask Rav. Yeah, they had this great rabbi. And like we learned earlier, if you have an old man around, an old tzaddik around, you got to ask him. Don't make up your own stuff. And so they used to ask him. And as soon as he died, they realized how little they knew on their own. It was a striking thing that already we don't know how to make behind a bench. We never learned this halacha from him. That's another important thing, is that they realized that there were so many things they could have taken advantage of and asked while he was alive, and immediately like, oh gosh, we'll never have that opportunity. Until a certain old man came and to ask them a mission on a braisa, and prove to them what we learned earlier in the Gemara, that indeed it's the same, and that they should all bench together. You know, there's one, it's considered a meal. Hasebu echad mevarich. Amar Rav, lo shanu ela pas deboi hasebu. There's only talking about bread that requires hasebu. Yain lo boi hasebu. Wine doesn't require hasebu. Yochan amar filu yain ami boi hasebu. Wine also requires hasebu. Yikitami amar Rav, lo shanu ela pas demahanyile hasebu. Only bread does hasebu help. Even if you leaned with wine, it wouldn't do anything to change the nature of this gathering. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Yain Nami Mahanilei Haseba. Rabbi Yochanan says it does help. Meisei Ketzat Seder Haseba. How did it go? How did these old time meals go? This is interesting. Orchin Nichnasim. Guests would come in. Rashi says it means poor people. That in those days, the wealthy people, he says the Balabatim would invite poor people in, and that's why they're called Orchim, whatever. So this wasn't, you know, these were very good Jews. So you would invite the guests, V'yoshon al-gabe safsalin, and they would sit on these benches, V'al-gabe katadraos, and on chairs, while you're waiting for everyone to arrive. So sit like this sitting area, like when you come to someone's house for a Shabbos meal, sitting on the couches in the other room or something, waiting for whichever guests are coming super late and making everyone wait. They would bring people wine. Each person would wash one hand. just one hand. Maybe wide, you know, it's to draw water from wells, so maybe it's, you know, like a sensitivity. Someone should have to draw extra water. So they would wash one hand. And that's the one they would hold their wine glass with. So they would just wash one hand. Each person would make a bracha on their wine as they got it. Olu, that when they would get up, the hesebu ubalayim, they would get up and lean, and they would bring them more water. So then they would get up and go to the places where they would recline for the meal. They would wash both hands. Even if they washed one before, they would still wash both again. When wine would come, even though everyone already made a bracha back then, someone would make a bracha for all of them. So according to which Lashon, right? Kasha Resha. Right, so according to either one, the ratio is a problem. Shani Arkin the title of Mecca, it's different because they're planning to get up and go to the other location soon. So they're starting here, but they're not settling here no matter what. But according to that, right, that approach, that wine haseba never helps, then how do you say in the sefer that one person make the bracha for all of them in the second location? Meaning, sitting down just to drink haseba won't be anything, but if there's haseba with wine and together with bread, the bread haseba makes the whole thing a unit, and then the wine can be included as well. If wine came during the meal, why did they say that? That if wine comes during the meal, everyone makes their own, but afterwards one person, because during the meal, a person's throat is not clear, and a person is focused on his eating. You don't really focus on someone else who's talking while you're eating. While you're eating, you really don't focus on someone else who's talking.
I always hate lunch meetings. It's amazing. I never do lunch meetings.
Interesting, because people are shoveling in food.
It's BS, and they didn't get anything done.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it is important to realize that most meetings are also nonsense. So at least if you can get meals in, you know, while you're doing it. I dafka only do lunch. Okay.
I think Putner was very black, but I believe Rabbi Feifel was.
To not eat when someone's speaking.
Yeah, and he would make it clear. Like, if someone was eating, he would point it out.
It was a real Moser thing that they used to do, the Slobodka, the Tausers, and they wouldn't eat. I know of a certain Gadol who was sitting on a dais by a thing, and you know the way they structure it is they give you the thing and they have someone get up to speak. There's no other time to eat, but he would say, so he never ate anything. So he's sitting there, and the person sitting next to him, like another Rosh Hashiva, but like he was a real Baal Musa. So Rosh Hashiva says to him, you know, can you pass the water? Ignores him totally. Excuse me, can you, you know, 10 times he must have asked someone who's sitting there, told me, they must have ignored the minute the speech is over. Oh, sure, of course. And so you see, it's a chash of a thing. It's a chash of a thing, but it's very difficult. I used to be, my parents were insanely machmed on this. That if someone is speaking, you can't at a dinner, at a thing, whatever. They were extremely machmed. And it's just a big challenge because that's how it's structured. They'll bring out the food and then they have the speaker. And then the waiters come to clear it away as soon as the speaker's done. Like, that's how it's, so it's very big. Sometimes it's just not practical. So it says he makes a bracha on the mugmer. So it sounds like there's something more important than it. Even so, once he started one, so he does the other one. Meaning it sounds like so he'll do the bracha on the mugmer. There's something important there. Mahel v'hu natal yadav tchila ba'achrona. So mayim achronim, right, so we're talking about, he washes his hands first. This supports the opinion of Rav Chiya Ba'ashi Amarav. Hanota yad tchila ba'achrona, whoever does mayim achronim first, makes the bracha first, who mezumen lebracha? He's the one who should lead the benching. Rav v'Rav Chiya, Havyasav Kamei Rav Sudasa, the Rebbe b'Sudasa. They were sitting before Rebbe. Amar le Rebbe, the Rav, kum mash yadcha, get up and wash your hands. Chasid have a mirtas. So he said he was scared. Amar le Rav Chiya bar Pachse, son of important ones. Ayin bebirkas mezona kamerlach. He means that you should. He's giving you the permission to lead the benching. Amar zeh Amar Rav Yemesan varchin al hareach. When do you make a bracha on a reach? When the plume comes up, you know, it looks like a, you know, we see like a mushroom cloud. So in Lashon HaKodesh, it's like a palm tree cloud, right? Like when it comes up like a palm tree, it's a similar thing. Amar Rav Zera L'Rava, Bar Yirmiyah V'Halo Ka'arach. So he said he didn't smell it. I mean, you make a bracha on bread before you ate it, so you can make a bracha on the smell before you smell it. Ella daita lemecha, when you're planning to eat hachnami, daita lemecha, I plan to smell. Amar Rechim bar berei de abba bar nachmani, amar Rav Chisda, amar Rav, amile amar Rav Chisda, amar Zeiri. Kol ha-mugmaros mevarchalem bar atze besamim chutz me musk, shemin chayahu. Musk comes from like a deer. Like it literally, it's a smell that comes from an animal, and therefore, since it doesn't come from the ground, but you say bari mine besamim, and not atze besamim. May say in varchem varch atze on alafarsman shabes rebbe valafarsman shabes kesar. These are very expensive things, so it'd have to be rebbe or the Caesar who would have these kind of afarsman, and you only make atze besamim something like that. Valdasha b'chol makom and on hadas anywhere else tiyufta. So you see, atze besamim is very limited bracha. Amalei chesed levitzach hay mishcha afarsman my varchem alaya. What is this afarsman oil? What's the bracha for? Amalei hachem Rav Yehuda bari shemen artzenu. Blessed is the Baruch Hashem, right, for the oil in our land, because it came from Yericho. Amarle bar mine de Rav Yehuda de chaviva le Eretz Yisrael l'kul yamamai. Except for Rav Yehuda, who loves Eretz Yisrael so much, and he has these brachas. What does everyone else say? Amarle hachem Rav Yochanan bar Hashem and arev. Thank you, Hashem, for sweet oil. Amar Rav Ada bar Ava hai kasharta. Kasharta is koshed. So that's one of the semamani of the Kataris. Mivarchin alei bari atze besamim. You say on that bari atze besamim. Aval mishcha kavisha, but the oil that's in it, in the kosht, lo. Rukana barfilu mishcha kavisha, even that you would do. Aval mishcha tachina, mishcha tachina shetachnu bo kasharta, that get mixed into it, the kosht, lo. Now hadar amafilu mishcha tachina, even if it was mixed in, you wouldn't make the bracha. Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav. Rav Gidl said, Amar Rav, hai samlak, which is jasmine, Rashi says. Mevarchin alui bore atze besamim. Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, hani chalfe diyama mevarchin alayu bore atze besamim. This is something that's bosem that's called aspig. It's the shiboles nerd. So we make atze besamim. Amar Zutra, maikra, vihi, Ha'elosam ha'gaga v'titinim b'fishtei ha'etz. Hai narkom de ganunisa. Rashi says chavatzelas ha'sharon. So it's some sort of rose. Mevarchan le bar atze besamim. You make a bracha bar atze besamim. De dabra, but if it's one from the wilderness, bar isve besamim. So it's also kind of rose. I'm going to show some sort of flower. Our Rashi says honey sigli. These are maybe violets. Mevarchan le bar isve besamim. Amar zutra hayman. De morach be esroga o be chavusha, a person who smells an etrog or a quince. Amar barsh nasan reachto be peros. Blessed is the one who gave good smells to fruits. Amar Yehuda, haiman de nafik biyamin nisan v'chazi lani de kamalav levi. Person who goes out during Nisan and sees trees budding, you know, sprouting with their leaves. Amar Omer baruch shalochisar b'lama klum. Blessed is the one who didn't cause anything to be lacking in this world. Uvar b'brios tovus ilanos tovus leis nos ben b'nei adam. Amar marzutra b'ato. Right, you created good things and good trees for people to enjoy. Amar Zutra Bartovio Amarav. Where do we know that you make brachas on smells? We're calling Shemat Alaka. All of the soul things. God, Ezed Avashon Hashem, and Ezed, what is something that your soul benefits from? Ve'en aguf nani minah, but your body doesn't benefit from? Havi Omer Zahar Reach. That's considered smell. Zutra Bartovio Amarav. Asidim Bachur Yisrael Shiyitnu Reach Tov Kilavonon. The youngsters of the Jewish people one day give off a good smell like the Lebanon forest. Shenemar Yelchul Yom Kosovi Kazayis. Hodo v'reach lo kalvanon. What does it mean that everything is made appropriate and good in its time? If every person appreciates their job, if you were to give a really soft kora to a davar acher, to a pig, so maybe like some hearts of palm, it might be what that means. He'll still do his thing and put it into the dirt and the mud. That's what he does. I mean, a pig is still going to make a pig slop out of a great, great heart of palm. A person who's walking alone at night, if he has a torch, that's like having two people, and having the moon out is having three people. And I guess then a person's not supposed to go out alone at night. So avuka kishnayim b'hadi hadadi is avuka like two people together? Or dilma avuka kishnayim l'bamidei? Or does it mean two more people and it's three? Tasha ariyach kishlosha. One continues and says the moon is like three. Yama bishlama b'hadi hadadi shaper. If you say including him in the calculation, it makes sense. Yama l'bamidei. Arvelamali. What do you need four for? V'amamar la'echad nira umazik. You know, demons will come and damage one person. L'shnayim nira v'enamazik. They'll show themselves, but they won't damage the shlosha. And nira kolikar, they won't even come. So what do you need four? Four is already superfluous. Elash ramina. It must be avuka kishnayim means b'hadi hadadi b'hadi didemaj. Means together. With him, but how they did it together with him, Shmamina. Yeah, that's conclusive. Amr Zutra Bartov Yamarab, Ramil Amr Khan Bar Bizna, Amr Shimon Chassid, Ramil Amr Yochanan, Misham Shem Yochai. All these different people are reported to have said, Noch Lom Shapil Atzma Toch Kivshana Esh. It is more pleasant for a person to throw himself into a fiery furnace, while Yabne Chaver Barabim, rather than humiliate his friend in public. Minolami Tamar. This is true from Tamar Shnever, he Mutz Esh. She was being taken out, and yet she still wouldn't admit that it was Yehuda who was wrong, because it would have embarrassed him. Tanur Bana Hivilu Fun of Shemin Vahadas. If they bring before a person oil and myrtle. Beis Shammai Omri Mavarech Al Shemin, you make a blessing on the oil. Vachal Mavarech Al Hadas, and only afterwards on the myrtle. Beis Hillel Omri Mavarech Al Hadas, first you make a brach on the myrtle. Vachal Mavarech Al Shemin. From Galiyah, Niachriyah, I will decide. Shemin Zachinu L'Recho V'Zachinu L'Sicha. So oil, we both have a great smell from it, and we get pleasure from rubbing it into our bodies. Hadas, L'Recho Zachinu, we have a z'chus of the good smell of the Hadas. We don't get anything physical out of it in the same way. Rabbi Yochanan said the lacha is like this decider. Papa ikloy lebeir of huna bread derav ika. He came to his house. Aislik ame shemen vehadas. He brought before him these two things. Shakur of Papa barich a hadas bereisher. Papa made a bracha on the hadas first. The other bracha shemen. I'm like, also from halacha give machriya. Don't you hold halacha is like the machriya? I'm like, hachi amar Rava halacha kebeis hillel. He said, but no, because Rava said the halacha is like Beis Hillel, or Ein Halacha Kebeis Hillel, or yeah, Halacha Beis Hillel Velohi. By the way, this is not true. L'shtamuti Navshehu Da'avad. He was just doing it to avoid embarrassment. So he's just saying that the halacha is like this, but really he had gotten it wrong. However. Some take out this girsa, but indeed there are other gemaras like this as well. That there's an avoid embarrassment or something, they can make up a thing.
Think about halacha.
And that's something, yeah. Yeah, I have a lot on it in my sefer on brachas, like all the different sources about this and whatever, but yeah, you could lie to avoid embarrassment.
This requires elaboration at a later time.
Yes. It's fascinating, yeah. Tana Rabban Hevilah on Lifneyem Shemen V'yayin. Brought before them Shemen and Yayin. So Beis Shammai Omrim Oches HaShemen B'Yemino. So you take the oil in your right hand, V'HaYayin B'Smolo, Mevarech Al HaShemen. First you make a bracha on the Shemen, V'Chozim Mevarech Al Yayin, and you make a bracha on the wine. V'Zilot Mevarech HaYayin B'Yemino V'HaShemen B'Smolo, Mevarech Al Yayin, V'Chozim Mevarech Al HaShemen, V'Tacho B'Rosh HaShamish, and then you wipe it into the head of the assistant. So this is perfume, it's expensive and it's good. So a person wants that wiped into their hair. Vim shamish tamid chacham hutachal b'kosal. But if he's tamid chacham, you don't do it and you wipe it into the wall. Because tamid chacham shouldn't go out with perfume into the shuk. There are six things that are genayit to tamid chacham. First of all, he shouldn't go out with perfume on the shuk. He shouldn't go alone at night. He shouldn't go with patched shoes. He shouldn't converse with a woman in the marketplace. He shouldn't eat, settle it for a meal with a group of amei haaretz. He shouldn't come last to the base matters. Say he shouldn't walk in a hurried way. And he shouldn't walk with his back all the way straightened up in like an arrogant posture. So now we explain. He shouldn't go out with perfume into the marketplace. This is talking about a place where there are people that are engaged, that are chashud for Mishkav Zachor, and they would perfume themselves in order to, be effeminate and attract the attention of other men. We're only talking about if you put it onto your clothing. If you put it on your body, so the sweat mixes in with it, and it's not so significant.
So clothing's like more excessive, almost.
Putting it on your clothes is considered a genai for the Talmud Chacham. Meaning, it's not aser; it's for a Talmud Chacham. Amar Papa v'sa'aro kebigdo dami. Your hair is like your clothing. The Amri look a gufa. Then other people say it's like your body. So here it's sort of in between. Al yetzi echidi baloyla. Person shouldn't go out alone at night. Mishem chashada, because people will think he's going out to do something wrong. He's going out to visit someone for znus. Lo armel el de lo kaviyale idna. That's only true if he doesn't have an established time with his rebbe to learn at night. Av kaviyale idna. People may they other to lo idna because people know that he's going to learn Torah. Al yetzi minim olam etulaim. He shouldn't go out with patched shoes. Misalei de rechiva abed am rechiva abed ginayu tamacham sheitz minim olam etulaim. It's a, you know, it's beneath the tamacham to go out with these patched up shoes. Any of our chizav abed nafik, they would do it. Am rezut reidu nachem betchaloi al gabe. Taloy. The problem is patches on top of patches. It's only talking about the top part of the shoe that can be seen. The bottom, the sole of the shoe is not a problem. It's also only when you're out of the house, but in the house, it's okay. It's also only a problem in the summer. But in the winter, when people's shoes would immediately get caked with mud and whatever they were walking with, a person should not have conversation with a woman in the marketplace, even if it's his wife, even his daughter, even if it's his sister, because not everybody knows your exact family tree. So they don't know that that's your daughter, your mother, or your sister, and therefore it appears that you're sitting there schmoozing with a lady in the shuk.
To my wife and Glottmer. I'm like,
we can't speak. Please go to the frozen food section immediately. And you shouldn't sit among a chabura of a mayor. Because you might get imitated by them. You shouldn't come last to the base management, call it poshea, because people will say, you know, you're a poshea, you're not serious. You also shouldn't take large steps. Because taking large and hurried steps damages a person's eyesight by taking away 1/500th of his eyesight. My takante, what is the solution? It will come back with the kiddush of Friday night. A person should not, so by drinking the Kiddush of Friday night, or maybe rubbing it in his eyes, or Dr. Neugon says, or whatever, then showing the Chavivas for it, then that restores one's eyesight from hurried things, because walking in a hurried way, says Rav Victor Miller, means that a person, he once said this in the Pshat, same Pshat in this Gemara, that a person who walks in a hurried way, I think it's in the book Walking with Rav Miller, that a person who walks in a hurried way shows that he has a problem. Right, he's not feeling good. And a person who has anxiety, it's known that just extreme anxiety actually affects a person's eyesight scientifically, like it can damage a person's eyesight. But a person who makes Kiddush on Friday and says, Hashem runs the whole world, he created the world, he's involved in everything, he says that restores, right, a person's anxious feelings, and no longer will their eyesight be damaged by the thing. A person who walks in an arrogant manner, struts around, even for amos, it's as if he pushes away the feet of the Shechina, the Siv. The entirety of the world is his honor.